Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is WBUR's Weekend Edition. I'm Sharon Brody. This afternoon, the Boston Celtics host the Cleveland Cavaliers and megastar LeBron James at the TD Garden in Game 4 of their first-round playoff series. The Celtics trail 3-0 in the best-of-seven series. Another loss would send the Celtics home. As Martin Kessler of WBUR's Only a Game reports, this is the latest chapter in James's long history of playoff basketball in Boston.
Cavaliers star forward LeBron James has plenty of playoff experience. The four-time NBA Most Valuable Player has reached the postseason 10 straight years. During those runs, he's matched up against the Celtics more than any other team. This marks the fifth series between James and Boston. So when James took the court for Game 3 on Thursday night at the TD Garden, he knew what to expect. The boost did not hinder his performance. James scored a game-high 31 points, leading the Cavaliers to a 103-95 win. Afterward, James gave a shout-out to the Boston fans.
The great thing about being here, these fans are loyal to one thing and one thing only, and that's green. And that's all they see, and that's all they care about. And for me being a competitor, for me being someone that they know personally, to be able to come out here and perform in front of those guys, it means a lot.
The last two times James met Boston in the playoffs, he sent the Celtics packing. But LeBron hasn't always won. In 2008, the Celtics beat James on their way to an NBA championship. 2 years later, Boston beat James again, prompting the star to leave Cleveland for the more talented Miami Heat. LeBron and the Heat beat the Celtics in 2011 and again in 2012.
James on the run, gets inside, count it, and one.
In Game 6 of the 2012 Eastern Conference Finals, James scored 45 points, helping propel the Heat into the championship, where LeBron won his first title. James is now back playing for the Cavaliers, but he calls that game with the Heat 3 years ago a defining moment. It was also key for the Celtics. After that loss, Ray Allen, one of the core members of the Celtics championship team, left in free agency, and in the next offseason, the Celtics traded away stars Paul Pierce and Kevin Garnett, as well as their coach Doc Rivers. Ever since, the Celtics have been rebuilding.
We've got a lot of guys doing this for the first time.
That's second-year Celtics head coach Brad Stevens. After the Celtics lost on Thursday night, Stevens pointed to the team's lack of poise.
We played with tremendous energy. We played with great spirit, but we just didn't make good sound basketball plays most of the night.
So far this series, James has taken advantage of the Celtics' inexperience. Through three games, James is averaging 27 points. And even though the players on the opposing side have changed, James says that playing Boston, yet again, is still special.
The uniforms are the same. Some of the players are different. But it's the same for me. So for me to be able to have some type of history in this city, it means a lot for, I guess, for my legacy.
LeBron will have a chance to carve out some new history this afternoon in Game 4. Despite numerous playoff meetings between the Celtics and James's teams, none of the series have ended in a sweep. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Martin Kessler.